Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Boy, there's a lot to talk about, but isn't that always the case? That's what makes this so interesting to me. And remember, you can certainly throw in your two cents. What do you think? Justice served this jury? Did they come up with the right verdict? They found Jody Arias guilty of, well, first-degree murder. Here's what it sounded like in that Arizona courtroom.
State of Arizona versus Jody Ann Arias, verdict count one. We, the jury, duly impaneled and sworn, in the above-entitled action, upon our oaths, do find the defendant as to count one, first-degree murder, guilty.
All right, so you can hear some of the reaction there. The family of the boyfriend that she now is sentenced to have murdered is Travis Alexander. Arias, 32, was charged with his death in 2008. Now it's finally the verdict. So for the family, it's been a very, very long time, and there were a lot of people sobbing in that courtroom. She faces life in prison, even the potential of the death penalty. In reaction to the verdict, the Maricopa County attorney, Bill Montgomery, felt compelled, because there was so much publicity on this, to issue a statement and just said that today's verdict closes the guilty phase of the state versus Jody Ann Arias, but the pursuit of justice on behalf of Travis Alexander continues. And what he means is he's saying, let's get to the sentencing. Let's go there. Let's move this thing forward. For Arias's part, she was put on suicide watch. She seemed almost, I don't want to say stunned, but she had not much of a reaction, really, in the courtroom. And it was a very strange case if you don't know much about it. This was a guy who was her boyfriend, and Arias and Alexander had broken up, but they had this secretive affair, so you know where this is headed. She said on the stand she started acting out his pornographic fantasy, that his every pornographic fantasy. And she even converted to his Mormon faith, but he broke up with her and began dating, and he told her, you know, other women. So according to the testimony of friends, she didn't take that breakup so well. You know, hell hath no fury, and she was a crazy woman, according to the friends. She began stalking him, slashed his tires, got really super jealous, all that kind of stuff, and then it culminated in the gruesome murder of Alexander. She admitted to killing Alexander after a day of sex. She shot him in the face, stabbed him more than 20 times, slit his throat from ear to ear. But at the trial, she said it was all in self-defense. So now, remember the opening statement, she had to make a choice. She would either live or she would die. Now it seems like that has come back around. She will either live or she will die. Either in a prison cell or she will get a lethal injection. And that's what's at stake here now for Jody Arias. And I think they certainly painted her as a very manipulative woman. And from all the transcripts and everything that I read of that, is there a doubt? I think the jury had the right verdict in this case. All right, speaking of juries and verdicts and all of that, the day in court for Ariel Castro can't come soon enough for some people because they can't believe in Cleveland, this neighborhood. They can't believe that this guy kidnapped three girls for a decade and nobody uncovered it. It took that long, finally, for Amanda Berry to become very brave, call 911, run to the neighbors, find a way to get that phone, get out of there. But it was barbaric, the conditions and the things that happened, including the birth of a six-year-old while these three were repeatedly raped and abused and all kinds of assorted things. However, Castro had two brothers that were also picked up, and the police say they didn't know anything about it, and they are not going to be charged with anything. So just Ariel Castro, the former school bus driver, by the way, that makes you feel safe, doesn't it? Who's driving your kids to school? And it's a shame because there's wonderful school drive bus drivers out there, I'm sure. But here he had the perfect opportunity to stalk the girls. So he's charged with 4 counts of kidnapping, 3 counts of rape after 3 women were missing that 10-year period, and they were found in his house in Cleveland. And his brother's not charged with this, not charged. One of the interesting things that has come out of this, because what was so disturbing to me, was the 911 dispatcher, the way they handled the call. And I'm sure they're taught to be calm and to get the information and all that stuff. But the dispatcher asking the questions about, what does his clothes look like? Are you kidding me? She's hysterical on the phone. Do you know me? I'm all over the news, Amanda Berry. I'm free. I'm free. And she is hysterical, of course, on the phone. And the call taker followed the policies. So there was a big, quick response by the cops. But there are some other concerns on it. Not staying on the line until they arrived was one thing, because then they had to try to find her when they got there. And at one point, saying, we're going to send them as soon as we get a car open. Well, good, because I'm here chained to a wall for 10 years since I've been 16 years old. So I hope you can find a car that you can dispatch. I mean, sarcastically, I'm answering that, but I thought that call was pretty rough. Asking for, saying that, and then asking her what kind of clothes he had on and all this other kind of stuff that I thought was cockamamie, certainly not reassuring her in any way. Maybe they need to look at the policies in general, if it's a policy thing versus the operator herself answering the way she answered. Hey, coming up on America Tonight on this hour, we've been talking a lot about Syria and chemical weapons, and is Assad using chemical weapons on his own people and putting those pieces together? And remember, that's the line in the sand for the Obama administration. We're talking with Steve McDaniel. He is a company that has materials to counteract what would be a very dangerous situation, obviously, for troops that could ultimately face chemical weapons. This isn't something we haven't known about before or dealt with before in war situations. And of course, there are materials for that. But it's interesting what he has to say about the chemical weapons. And also, NATO has looked at the company and looked at the alternatives and whatnot. And how safe are the troops right now? Should we? I don't even want to say this. Could we go in to Syria? I don't think so. I don't think this country would stand for an invasion into Syria. Do you think they would stand for that? All right, anyway, he's up next. On the flip side, like I said, a veteran of war himself. Hang with us. You don't want to miss this conversation.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember 2 words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those 2 words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about chemical weapons, of course, Syria, sarin gas, what kind of weapons, how many weapons, warheads do they have, and obviously there have been many reports of the gas being used on the people, 70,000 people dead in Syria under the Assad regime. So looking at aspects of what will we do to ramp up in case of a chemical warfare, I think would be fairly significant and of a lot of interest to this audience, judging by some of the calls that we've been getting here on the show. Steve McDaniel is in the wings. He's the CIO and managing partner of Reactive Surfaces in Austin, Texas. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm well, Kate, and you?
Good, thank you. When you hear the news about chemical weapons, and, you know, we know chemical weapons have been around, but it has to be, from your perspective, even, it has to be pretty chilling when you start to hear that kind of stuff, isn't it?
Well, especially as a veteran. Yes, it is. I was activated during the first Gulf War. And, you know, we were going into that war knowing, or at least believing, that we would encounter or potentially could encounter chemical weapons being used by Saddam Hussein's troops. Our troops, by the way, Kate, are the best trained troops in the world. They're the best equipped. They're the smartest. They're the fastest. They're the best. Having said that, you know, contingencies change. And, we were going into that war thinking that, you know, for the first time since, you know, for decades, we would be in an active chemical arena. I was just a grunt, by the way.
Yeah, but you felt that way, and I love that, and thank you for your service, absolutely. We're about the veterans here, certainly, and feeling confident that you were ready for that. But now, the armed forces now, really, my sources at the Pentagon tell me that they really don't have great methods, and even you know this, and have reported this for an up-to-date decontamination method for the chemical weapons. So that's I would say worrisome. Why is that? Is that because we just figured it hasn't happened, so we pushed it to the side?
Well, you know, here would be my view of that. First of all, there are lots and lots of different response forces. Take the, you know, the unfortunate acts of the Yamshin-Rikyo cult in Japan, in Tokyo. You know, we weren't ready for that, neither were the Japanese. There was first response. Most of the deaths and injury were first responders, and we weren't prepared for that. It's just not something that you like to prepare for. The other thing is that, you know, we've not been an active chemical arena for decades and decades. And so, yeah, there is a certain amount of, you know, let's get to it when we can. We've unfortunately had recent experiences that tell us that that's probably not a good idea. Take the inefficient and or low numbers of body armor that we had. Take the example of the paper-thin Humvee sidewalls that we had to correct. And so while it is true that our troops are literally the best trained and of any troops that you can imagine, we need to make damn sure that they have the best equipment and the best technology and the best training if they're going to go into a scenario like this. Now, you asked a very good question, and I'm not trying to dodge it. You know, why is it that we let those kinds of things slip through cracks? Part of it is just human error, not knowing how to deal with every single contingency that we can't predict. But in instances in which we know there's an active chemical arena, like in Syria, I think it behooves us all to look at technology that's probably at this point 40 or 50 years old and reevaluate it. I know that certain people with whom I consult, including Major General Blunt, Buff Blunt, who helped us invade Baghdad, he and everybody on my team thinks we should take a serious look at what we've got going on because we want to send our troops in. Now, I've got to tell you something, and you may not like this, okay? But we do not want to scare people. We do not want to scare people. Our troops are prepared as they can be right now.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about here is an extra level of safety and precaution, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're getting to that, you know, what you do at your company, what you make, and how that can help the troops. Tell everybody what it is that you do at Reactive Surfaces.
Well, at Reactive Surfaces, the name pretty much tells you what we do, Kate. I'm a biochemist by training, and I have a whole bunch of polymer chemists and PhD biochemists working with us. What we really do is to reach into nature and to capture functionality out of nature. And by that, I'm not trying to get all geeky on you, but functionality, things that microorganisms break down, you know, petroleum spills and things like that. That's functionality. That's a function. Now, can you capture that functionality? Can you reach into nature and grab that functionality and train it into a coding and ask that coding to do exactly what it was doing in nature? And since 9-1-1, when our company came into being, we have spent 10 years figuring out how to do that. One of those functionality is, in fact, the ability to degrade nerve weapons. And can you entrain that into a coding so that you can have a prophylactic coding in the environment of the warfighter on the electronic equipment that he or she is going to use, on their uniforms, you know, on their backpacks, on their shoes, on their weapons, on the electronics that the modern soldier uses? Can you entrain it, place a coating on those surfaces such that that warfighter can carry on his or her mission even in a chemical arena? And the answer is yes, you can.
So
we build a coating called... Go ahead, sorry.
And I was going to ask you that. What is the coating, and what have you found in all the, I'm sure, tests that you've done with this?
Well, we've been tested with actual nerve weapons. NATO's done some testing on our coatings. We've tested it with a variety of different military organizations. And what it really is, boils down to, is you can place a thin coat, clear coat, on almost everything. This may come as a surprise to you, Kate. It certainly did to me before I really got in this business. There is not an article of manufacture made by man that is not coated with a separate coating on its surface at some point in the manufacturing process. And so everywhere that you and I touch, everywhere that a warfighter touches, his glasses, his goggles, his uniform, his socks, his boots, et cetera, there's a coating on there. Now, if you can functionalize that coating And if you make that coating actually be able to decontaminate a chemical weapon, then you give that warfighter a great advantage. You give him minutes, if not hours, if not a lifetime, to survive that kind of an event.
Wow. And what kind of, how would it come? Would it be like kind of a spray kind of deal?
Well, again, if one of my polymer chemists was on the phone, he'd answer you in great detail. But probably more than you want, Kate. At any rate, but certainly application is just one aspect of what we do. Spray on, electrocoat, powder coat, brush on, roll on, you know, those kinds of things. There are many, many ways you can do it. The coatings can be a myriad of types, polyethylene, you know, acrylics, powder coatings, even laminates, even hard subjects like countertops and things like that. The materials can be entrained in those, and then that surface becomes functionalized and will decontaminate very large amounts of chemical weapon very quickly.
Yeah. Wow. Have you ever been in the middle of these tests? Have you ever been the one that has had the suit on and had the weapon used on them or that kind of stuff? How do you do that? How does that testing work?
Well, we don't use human subjects.
You don't?
I over a beer some night, I'll tell you about an accident that happened, but I'm not going to admit
okay.
it. And it was me, by the way, that was the subject of that one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But at any rate, what I'm going to tell you is that, first of all, we have many, many types of tests, tests that, for instance, the military runs, which we can tell at very, very low concentrations whether a surface or a technology has decontaminated that surface. So, you know, we use GC mass spec and all sorts of all sorts of equipment to do that. On the other hand, you ask a great question. Yeah, but yeah, what will it save a life? How do you have you ever tested to see if it will save a life?
Well, yeah, that's my question.
You really don't want us doing that testing, but you probably don't mind that we use fruit flies, and we have lots and lots of tests showing, you know, a BDU, that's a uniform, under one big glass globe and another one under another globe. One of them's been treated, and the other has not, and then sprayed with a chemical weapon, and then the flies are exposed to those two uniforms. And basically what you'll see is very rapidly, dead flies mean dead soldiers. On the one that's not treated, live flies do what flies do. They fly around and they're fine. Same thing with electronics, things that people are going to have to touch. Same thing with weapons. We've done it with weapons. We've done it with vehicle surfaces like the grab handles off of a tank and those kinds of things. It works very, very well. So, yes, the answer is we tested it, but not on humans.
I'm going to take you up on that beer when I'm in Austin. I want to hear that story. Steve McDaniel, CIO, Managing Partner of Reactive Surfaces. Good stuff.
Well, I hope you come to Austin, and we do have beer there.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye. If you just lay down your tracks, you could have an
airplane flying. Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And as to what the U.S.'s role will be, we don't know at this point. I'll tell you what, troops in Syria is a no-go. I cannot believe there would be enough support for that. But arming rebels, that's been talked about more and more. I think the problem with that is the possible backlash of who are you arming when you don't know their connection, some of them, to Hezbollah and other al-Qaeda kinds of groups, let's say. So you could be trying to cut off the head of one snake and just arming another. That's dangerous because it's, then there's going to be blowback on that. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A couple of things that we're pondering here besides chemical weapons and what to do in Syria with these daily massacres. It is sick and inhumane, and I am very... I am 100% behind the information that I've gotten that the chemical weapons have been used. Of course, other means of killing people have been too along the way for Assad. I mean, 70,000 people in 2 years is a lot of people without a doubt. But we know there's other atrocities also of the humanitarian variety happening. and other parts of the world, and it does become this shuffle. We shuffle the deck, and where are we putting our cards, and what do we need to do, and are we turning our back on a horrific situation simply because of overextending ourselves too much in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now saying, you know, there's only so much we can do. What do you think? Is it our job to be the policeman of the world, because we are that kind of people, America? People rely on us. We're the world's cop. Whether we want to be or not, it's a role that we've embraced in our very young history. So there is an expectation for the United States, even though we get battered around by so many other people when it comes to our liberties and what's happening in our country and all that other sort of stuff. When somebody needs help, the hand gets stretched out and we immediately are there to help. What do you think the role is now at this point? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. There is some debate about the role of the police in Ohio in this nasty suburb. I shouldn't say nasty suburb, because the suburb is a nasty. This nasty man who did some horrifically sick things to young girls, and for 10 years right under the noses of neighbors in very close quarters, too. It wasn't like these were giant spreads where you didn't have, there was a lot of space between you and the neighbor. You know, pretty much you're right on top of each other. But what was happening here for Ariel Castro is he was going in and out of this house, pretty much using it as the place to hold the three girls for a decade. For a decade this went on. And the neighbor was pretty well known by the neighbors. So Castro wasn't some squirrely kind of guy who was hiding himself away. He was in a salsa band. He was out in the neighborhood talking to people, that kind of stuff. And that's why the one neighbor said, man, this guy, he is, there's just no way that anything was happening in his place. I can't even believe it. I am absolutely stunned. And that's the word people keep using. They're stunned by his arrest on, you know, the holding now charged with rape and kidnapping and whatnot for these three women for that long of a time period in this very tight-knit hood, as it's been described, very close to downtown Cleveland. So for this guy to be out in salsa and merengue bands playing bass guitar, parking the school bus on the street because he was a school bus driver, giving neighborhood kids, hey, kids, want to ride on my motorcycle? Giving them rides, all that kind of stuff. And even there was a candlelight vigil to remember two girls who vanished years ago. He was there actually comforting in a sick way the mother of one of the missing, acting like nothing was wrong. So friends, neighbors, and of course relatives cannot believe this story. The two brothers, by the way, have been cleared. The police let the two brothers go, saying that they didn't know about it. They had no idea what was happening here. And a six-year-old girl that was found in the house, they're doing DNA tests to try to prove that she's the daughter of Castro. And then there's other stories about children that were killed during the time that they were in captivity because he beat them and all this other sort of stuff. So what's true and what's not true, some of that's all starting to come out now. So the brothers who were in custody Tuesday were released. And now it's, like I said, this the case of sorting everything out. But I think the shock is still so raw in that neighborhood, Seymour Avenue. That's the block where they were found, just 3 miles away from where they were taken. I mean, right there in that same neighborhood. And so obviously he abducted them, must have stalked them, whatever. And, you know, will he give a whole bunch of details? You know, who knows? Here he is, somebody who has been a bus driver since 1990. And on his application, he said he liked to work with children. He liked to work with children. But he had a couple notes in his file he left one kid alone on the bus, and then he called another student a name. It wasn't so nice. And it also was, there were some details on his dismissal that was approved by the school board last fall after he left the bus for 4 hours. But then there were other forms that said, you know, he was excellent, he was great, and all this other stuff. But, you know, the bottom line is, here he was driving kids to school and was obviously stalking the young girls, knew who they were, and why would they ever think anything was going to happen to him? So imagine, I would want to know that, what was said when he approached them, what happened there. It's just all too creepy for words. But, you know, finally justice happens, and the good news in this story is the fact that they're free at this point, because I'm sure there must have been some doubt as to what was going to happen. They obviously, you could hear that in Amanda Berry's voice when we played the 911 call. She was scared to death, and of course she was scared to death, not knowing probably the entire time they were in captivity what was going to happen there. All right, we got a bunch of calls. Let's go to them. Stacy is listening to us in Mississippi. Yo, Stacy, what's up?
What's going on, girl?
Oh, man, this story about in Ohio, just brutal, huh? But you want to talk about something else. What do you want to talk about?
Well, what I was going to say is the gentleman that was talking earlier and everything about spraying the boots and the clothes and everything, chemical warfare.
Yeah, yeah.
Coding over to make it simple for people that's listening and everything to understand. Okay, when you paint a vehicle, let's say blue, okay, you paint it, they're not shiny. When you put a clear coat over it, it's shiny, okay? If it goes to a bunch of acid rain or you pour acid on it, that clear coat comes off. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, okay. And another thing is during this chemical warfare and everything else, which Iran people don't need to turn their backs on them. I'm telling you, they're the people that's going to hit us before it's over. But that's what I think personally. But, and we do not have the president. He is tearing down our military when things are getting worse. He is tearing down our military, and people need to come to their common sense. This guy needs to be impeached. I mean, he is destroying America. I mean, you know that. I know that because you got common sense. I mean.
But, Stacey, here's the thing. If we disagree with a lot of the things, the policies and stuff that's happening, I will tell you what. Do you honestly think that this president's going to be impeached, though? No. That's the thing. There's no way. There's not enough. There isn't enough in the arsenal to have that happen. I think what's going to happen, honestly, Stacey, with the frustrations is, okay, so you go through this administration, and then I think the thought is then just go through it, and then he's done, and now we re-rack with whoever else is next. And if the Republicans are smart, they find the right candidate to get elected and as a result of the two terms.
And there's one other thing I want to say, and I don't care, excuse my lady, I don't care who it is. He's bringing up his, what is it, black, white, what do you call it, racism and everything.
Uh-huh.
Right, well, if he'll stop and think, white people's who put his ass in office. It's 77% white and Hispanics and everything else. White people's who put him in office, but yet he wants to talk about racism and all this crap. He's a nut job. He needs it. Yeah, I said it. I don't care if I go to jail for saying it or what. He needs to get out of office.
You're not going to jail, Stacey. This is the great thing is you live in America, so you've got the protection of the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. Thanks for the call, Stacey. Obviously upset with some of the things that he's seeing that's happening around the country that he doesn't like. You know, I wonder now the approval ratings for the president have kind of been mixed. He's not at his all-time high, but he's not at his all-time low either. Stay with us. Much more to come on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
As do maybe some of you. Could you use a few million, like 222 million? That's what the Powerball was up to. 21, 22, 26, 30, 57, and 27 was the Powerball number. Nathan Reeder is with us. Of course, he is the glue, the gatekeeper, if you will, here on America Tonight. Nathan, did you run out and get a whole bunch of Powerball tickets?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. I don't play that game.
Because you know that there's a gazillion chances that you won't get win.
Yes, yes. It's stacked a little bit high.
It is stacked a little bit high. I did go out and get a chance at the Powerball. I thought it would be fun. Of course, I didn't plop down any huge amounts of money. And I had 3 numbers, not all on the same line. The good news for people who were hoping they would win the lottery, nobody wins the big lottery. It's up to $270 million so far for the next time around, which I think is on Saturday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I went to a silent auction, and that was the first, like, bid or spending money on risky things that I've done in quite some time.
Ooh, silent. Did you get anything at the silent auction?
Yeah, I got a present for my daughter, some sidewalk chalk, and a bottle of wine. It was nice.
Oh, that's good. So it was a school silent auction.
No, it was a private auction.
Oh, it was private.
Yes, for medical benefit for medical bills.
Oh, that's nice. I love the sidewalk chalk. So is out front of your place, is it all just gunked up now with the chalk?
Not yet.
It will be.
Yep.
Daughter graffiti, they call it. So it's perfect. All right, what a good daddy. I like that story. It's interesting talking about silent auctions and ponying up money for things. You know, this Duck Dynasty, has anybody seen that? Raise your hand if you've seen it. Watch A&E. I was at dinner one night, and everybody was talking about Duck Dynasty, Duck Dynasty, Duck Dynasty. I didn't even know what they were talking about. I recalled that I had seen a commercial for it on A&E. And these people were people that were set up anyway. But now Duck Dynasty, which is out of their headquarters, is in West Monroe, Louisiana. They say at their warehouse, people start lining up. They arrive every day, and they'll have like 70 or 80 people outside, which is crazy, waiting in front of the warehouse, asking for autographs and photos. Neighbors are complaining about the mobs of people. They've called in police. And the family business was already good, but now sales of the duck calls, which can cost you up to $175, have just soared. The show's been around since 2009. In 2011, they sold 60,000 duck calls. And in 2012, the company sold, when it was airing all over the place, they sold 300,000 duck calls. And the Nielsen ratings on this show, I mean, they have struck a chord with America. The one-hour season three finale was watched by, are you ready for this? This is crazy. This is a crazy number. 9.6 million people. It is the most watched program in the entire history of A&E. The cast of the show is demanding a raise to $200,000 an episode to do a fourth season, but the network hasn't said what's going to happen because they realize A&E is making a fortune. If they're getting 9.6 million people and they have advertising, their advertising rates have gone through the roof without a doubt. And they've had to hire more people to keep up with the sales because all the duck calls are put together by hand and they have to work on them that way. So they had to hire more people. They've got duck calls, duck commander t-shirts, bobblehead dolls, you know, all that kind of stuff. Souvenirs. But, wow, that's incredible. That number to me is the most staggering number. Thinking these are guys in this duck business that they have. Almost 10 million people watching reality TV. It just goes to show you something about them. You don't know what it is, but something about them strikes a chord with people, and that's how reality television is. All right, Rick in Illinois has been waiting for some time, so we're going to give him some time. Let's go to Rick. Hello, Rickles. What's up?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
The news is Dow Jones finished over 15,000.
I know. It's through the roof. Are you kidding? Any stocks that you have, hopefully they're going up. Yeah.
Well, I got stocks. Everything's so bad. Obama's doing a lousy job.
I knew. I was waiting for the ba-dum bump. I knew because, you know, you're the antithesis of Stacey, so I knew you were listening and you were going to say, well, how come the stock market is so great? It is all about the bulls. The bulls are running all over the place. You're right.
Yeah. So I said the radio this morning, and they're still arguing over that body of the bomber.
Yeah, where to put him?
When they just think about the ocean dumping like they did Bin Laden.
Because they're worried about some kind of blowback, but I agree with you. Why not do that? I mean, you did it for Bin Laden. Why can't you say, okay, wrap the body up, take him out off of Cape Cod and say, you know, here we go, boom, you know, take a little videotape of it and then put him over the side because this is burdensome now. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's out of hand.
You have people protesting. The poor guy's stuck. He doesn't know what to do. The guy who owns the funeral home, nobody wants his body. Nobody wants Tamerlan Tsarnaev's body. They don't want it, period. Even one guy is so desperate, he says he can't sleep. It makes him sick. He lives down the street. He doesn't have the money, but he puts up $500 to try to get other people to chip in. But why should the people who had their lives ripped apart raise money for this guy, for his dead body, to ship it back to Mama in Dagestan? I don't think so.
No, because I say to take him out in the ocean, dump him over, and done with
it. I agree. But, you and I are the only ones. Yeah.
What really aggravates me is, you know, you and me and everybody in this country help General Motors out, you know, bail them out. Then they announced they're going to build a $1.5 billion plant in China to build their truck.
I know. I know. I saw that the
you
other
know,
day, too. Sure.
Build that plant right here in this country and put people to work, get a good paying job. They're going over to China. They ship the trucks over there.
Yeah. Cheaper to do it there, and they want their hands in China. They want the business there because of some of the benefits of doing business in China.
China didn't bail them out. American people.
No. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
So
what do we call it? Government Motors. Government Motors means you and me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just right from no end. And, well, now I'm the next market for a vehicle. I have to look at everybody but General Motors.
Good for you. I agree. You should look around for something different instead of supporting GM. If we supported them, and then that's what they turn around and do. Rick, I agree. Don't support them. Go in a different direction. Absolutely.
Hey, I want to do over in the Derby. I want to find
off-grain. Well, it was muddy, so that's what changes things. When you have a muddy track, the horses run differently. I had Orb, but, you know, in a trifecta, I was wrong on a trifecta for sure. But just Orb straight up was good.
Yeah. I think one of my horses finished top three. Can't remember which one.
You can't even remember.
No, I'm so mad it's raining.
I know. Rain throws the whole day off. It throws off the horses that you were picking. But have no fear. We will do this again. We'll do the Preakness for fun, and we'll do the Belmont, too. And maybe somebody will win. Maybe you'll be the winner. So just keep a look at the horses and see what happens as we get closer and closer to that. But, yeah, it wasn't a surprise because Orb was the favorite, but Orb runs well on a muddy track. Rick, thanks for the call, and that's the big difference. Once you're looking at the odds and you're looking at horses, that's why you have to pay so close of attention to that. You know, when you get, Rick had the 12 horse, the 5, and the 3. And when you're paying attention to the program, when you're looking at the racing form, it's called, you always want to look for how they run on those tracks. But this is a smart audience. If you've ever even done any of that sort of thing in plunking a few bucks down on your favorite horse, you know that. And there's just some horses that cannot run in the mud. I understand. Have any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.